Welcome to TMI Today with Rita Bocuzzi and Jen Lee. In this podcast, there is no such thing as too much information. We are diving into all of the taboo topics, from money and careers to relationships and parenting to whatever else we've been too afraid to discuss as women. Listen in and join the movement as we raise each other up in our everyday lives.
Welcome up, everyone, to another episode of TMI. TMI. There's never too much information out there to absorb and grow from. And we're going to share some beautiful insights from our spectacular guest today. But before I go into that, I guess I should share who I am. I'm Rita Bocuzzi. I'm also known as Mama Rita Money. And I'm here today with Jen Lee, my colleague and cohort, and everything amazing and awesome. Jen Lee is a financial stress reduction attorney extraordinaire. She is an attorney that makes you feel great about money and gets you through the hard stuff with ease and flow. And I am just in awe of being partnered with her. And I'm also in awe of our amazing guest, because when it comes to money, right, most people will talk sex, politics, and religion. But when it comes to money, where is our voice? And maybe in general in life, sometimes it's hard to get that out here. Well, we're honored to have Dr. Doreen Downing here today. She has also an amazing podcast that you must go to and listen. And I'm going to have her share more about that and share her story, just as our guests do, to empower, elevate, and uplift us, and maybe motivate and inspire us to find our voice, share it, answer a calling. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Dr. Doreen Downing. And Dr. Doreen, I am so excited to have you here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Rita. Hi, Jen. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is already a spectacular morning for me here on the West Coast, California.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Yeah. We would really love for you to share maybe your story, your background a little bit, and why this resonated with you to create this podcast.
Well, the Find Your Voice, Change Your Life podcast actually happened kind of naturally. It wasn't so much that I'm going to go out and do a podcast. I was part of a video challenge and we just interviewed each other, and that made up some of our daily videos we were supposed to do. And then I discovered I loved it. It's like, you know, when I'm in my office, I'm a psychologist, learning about people, discovering more about who they are, how they held themselves back, the struggles they've had. And then, you know, my work is about finding the brilliance inside. So even, you know, that's what the podcast turns out to be, is inviting, well, hello, Rita, I got you on. And you know, people sharing their lives, their stories. And I think it's an inspiration also for people who struggle with public speaking anxiety. And it's not just being on a stage, just being here is public speaking with you guys.
Yeah. And it can be overwhelming and daunting. And so I think I want to ask one question. It was like, what's your favorite story of somebody that overcame their fear of stepping up and speaking out? Do you have a favorite? I'm sure you probably have multiple favorites. So as you like, because the more you share those inspiring stories, we know that it inspires others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have so many that are flashing through. It'd be really, really hard to pick one, but I guess I just have to trust the one that came up. But as soon as I said that, another one came up. But anyway, it was the VP, vice president of sales, who had to lead his team meeting every Friday at 1 o'clock. Friday morning was torture for him. He would sweat. He actually wrote out his report. And then at 1 o'clock, when he showed up for the meeting, he read his report. Yeah. And yeah. Because I like to explore what the roots to anxiety are for people, we did some deep diving into early history, and he pinpointed a moment in his life when he was asking a question in class, and it was about, I don't know, I think it was sixth grade, and it was a sexual question because it was a health class or something. And everybody teased him afterwards, and he started to get bullied by the other kids and teased. And it was just like, why did I ask that question? And he just, it was just something that stuck in his, well, in his brain, because we have the brain, the frontal part that helps us manage, but the back part, the hind part, holds on to those hard moments. And so that was a hard moment we found. But I want to tell you what he did. He reframed it. It was kind of simple. He reframed it and said, I was the kid with the most courage to ask a question everybody was wondering about. Yes. Right? Isn't that?
I love that. That's exactly what was in my head. That's true leadership, is being terrified and doing it anyways. And the other kids were just not as confident as he was, even though he didn't view it as confidence.
Right. Not at the time.
Courageousness, right?
Yes.
I think that's really interesting, Dr. Doreen, because I, many of the things I deal with financial stress, there's a root problem. There's somewhere in their, you know, childhood or history. And it's interesting how easily relatable that was, that story that you said, that you remember something that you did. Do you find that with a lot of the people you talk to, that there's something from many, many years ago that's been blocking them from being able to show their voice?
Because I'm trained to listen beyond what they even might know. Yes. Another story is a woman who appeared and said to me, I feel like I'm going to be pounced on by my audience. And I, you know, what I do first is listen to what the current situation, the words they use, because they indicate something happened in her life where she was pounced on. And I don't know, maybe it was abuse, but I'm already starting, as soon as I get the initial information and I do the assessment, my antennas are going out. And so when we talked about her going through her neighborhood to get to school, she was terrified because there was, I don't know what kind of dog, but it was a vicious dog. And she used the very same language. One day it got out and it pounced on me. And I went, oh, there it is. And I know it doesn't seem like one little incident could be that traumatizing, but it's funny how our brain wires work. I have lots and lots of stories where I find the root.
I think that's amazing. And so with your podcast, you're really helping people to create that full and authentic expression. Maybe what would be some misconceptions or maybe myths that you find that you come across that people have that maybe they could, in finding their voice, how do they break through that?
Okay, here I go.
That's okay. We're here. We're ready.
All right. This puts me out in front of so many people who believe that you have to make a better speech in order to overcome the speaking anxiety. And I'm saying, no, you have to learn how to be comfortable in your own body and have voice that comes from a deeper place, a more authentic place. The core to you. I call it essence because that's what my book is called, Essential Speaking, speaking from the essence of who you are. So my work is more about the journey to find your voice inside. So the myth, you know, public speaking anxiety, just practice, practice, practice. No, if you practice, practice, practicing, sometimes you're hurting whatever the original wound, you're reinforcing that original wound.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh, I love it. What comes to me is the essence of your excellence.
Ooh, I love it. You have always
your ease, Rita.
My ease are my favorite words. But oh my gosh, right? It's the essence of your excellence. And I can like it. Recently, I did a speaking event. And, you know, people always tell me, oh, Rita, like the words that I hear, and I'm going to say, now am receiving, but before could not. It's like, oh, Rita, you're just the most amazing speaker and you're so charming and it's so easy for you. And part of my brain goes, no. But I do take a pause and say, okay, how can I receive that? What are they seeing that, you know? So I remember thinking this before I was going up in front of an audience of over 300 people just recently. And I thought, like, as people were entering the room, you're going to love this. I told my admin, I said, oh, I'm the five-year-old who's envisioning her dream that she gets to live and be on stage as a successful speaker. And she's just going to have so much fun. She's going to play with the audience as they're coming in, welcoming them and directing them. And so I started doing, all, if you want the best seats, come this way, please. This way, please. Right. And since this is a podcast and you probably visually can't see me, I'm pointing people in a direction, right? I'm the guiding person. And then I end up being the speaker on the stage. And I just envisioned myself as the speaker that that five-year-old little girl dreamed to be. And I was playing with the audience and having fun and making jokes. And I really felt this essence of excellence. While the outline and I had practiced and known the information, I really let go. So this is to, like, what you're saying is completely that embodiment of showing up in your authentic self to really share, because it really connects you with people. So that's why I love, anytime I'm with Dr. Doreen, I feel like magic happens. I do too. I do too. Wow. Okay. So let's see. Any other thoughts that maybe a tip or something, a strategy that our listeners could engage in, something small, the baby steps to the next step. What could you share with them?
That's good that you said it's a baby step. I have one that I think is pretty powerful. I had a large audience this last weekend in a speaking engagement and had that same experience that you just described. Yes, I practice. I'm not saying don't, you know, stand before a mirror or have a friend and do the rehearsals, but you used a word that I think is really important for listeners. You embody. It wasn't just memory that it's all up in my head that I have to keep, ooh, maybe I'm going to forget. It's more if I could bring it down into my heart and my belly, and I could sense my way, feel myself with the different parts of the talk. But so this is an exercise I did with a group of 100 people, and I had them soften their eyes. I talked about how my approach is different than traditional approach. Traditional approach says good eye contact, right? I mean, you hear that all the time. Eye contact, eye contact. Eye contact to me has a little bit of, for me, it has a little bit of edge. And when I talk about it, because my work is about presence, I call it eye presence. Having soft, available eyes helps you not only if you do it right now, both of you and anybody's listening, just close your eyes just for one brief second and tell your eyes, soften the muscles around your eyes. And instantly you'll notice that your forehead relaxes, your cheeks relax, and you might kind of naturally take a breath. And I would say that's the number one trick that I would offer for people to, when they're in a situation and feeling nervous, relax your eyes. And then you gaze softly. And it's the same thing. You're looking at people. I guess it is called eye contact, but you're more looking from an inner sense of yourself as opposed to looking at them. It's more relational is what I would say. Relational presence is what I call it.
Christy.
Wow. So it's so impactful and it's so simple, you know, and I was just before this putting my grandbaby down to sleep, and boy, that little guy wants to keep his eyes open. And in order to relax, closing my eyes as I was humming and singing to him, so he would do the same. And so it's that energy exchange, right, that we have. But I'm going to say it's almost within ourselves. So anytime you do that and you pause, I love that. A lot of people know me that I look down or I do close my eyes so that I really can absorb the positive energy, the peaceful energy in the room. And again, embody it so that this way when I'm here, I'm present. I feel present. I'm able to hear more of the information. I love your calming presence because I tend to be the, which is it, the yin or the yang? The yang. And I know Jen is my, and Dr. Doreen is too, which is so good. Because it feels good because I'm going to say for the yangs in the audience, you know, we always feel like we have to be on. And for people that are the yang, that they don't have to be like the yang. It's really getting connected with who you are in that authentic expression. And like you said, building that self-esteem. There's just so many nuggets here today.
Well, and I kind of wanted to, Rita, you brought up the energy and Dr. Doreen, you do have a very calming energy, which I appreciate. And my clients say the same thing about me. I'm very calming. Mm-hmm. But calming people can be engaging speakers. And I want to make sure that we kind of focus in on the energy. And do you have any tips for that? So like those of us who are introverts or are very calming, how can we energize and get our voice out there? Do you have any tips on that?
Well, actually, I think when you line up more with your particular, if you want to call it yin energy, your more quiet nature, and feel the power of it rather than want to change it into something else. So here's another myth breaker, I guess, is what we're doing right now is saying, be more of who you are. Feels like that, then you declare that you're introversion or your quieter nature is your power. I'm very, very sensitive. And that is, I know that that's my power. And, you know, my family, my mother used to say, don't be so sensitive, you know, but this is like, yay, I get to sense myself in this world. And I think, Jen, that was a great question around, you know, how do you be more of what you want to be? And I am saying, just be more of who you are.
I love that.
That's a good way.
I remember when I was talking on Dr. Doreen's podcast and sharing my story. And as you were just talking right now, you know, don't be so sensitive. That was something I heard growing up. The other one was don't talk too much. And I've spoken about this where, you know, my mama still has report cards that say, girl, but talks too much. Mm-hmm. It was a trauma for me. And it was so interesting that I got to turn it around and be my true self, which now not only empowers me, it empowers others. And it's actually my way of earning and living and making a living for myself and my family. So, you know, I'm going to say yes, yes, and yes to everything that you're all saying, and then to get to have fun with it all. So, I love getting to, you know, you've given so many tips and nuggets. The fun facts about Dr. Doreen is there's a fun fact to share with our audience because I love connecting and joy and fun. As Jen knows, we love to get to be playful because I think when we get in connection with that child, that young spirit, you can break through the traumas, but you can also engage in the spirit of the calling of your essence. So what fun fact can you share with us, Dr. Doreen, about you?
Wow, your words, the spirit of the calling of your essence. Ooh, well, another myth.
Love it.
I got married for the first time when I was 60 years old. And I hope everybody out there who feels like it's not happening, I'm so glad we went to grammar school together and met at a reunion, and that's how the beginning, but I have a book on my shelf, or had a book on my shelf in my office, that said, you can't hurry love. Mm. And yes. I don't know if that's fun, but my life is full of fun because I have the right partner, and I waited until it was the person that makes me come alive. I feel loved every single day. I get to love every day, and I'm just so, my whole body shivers, grateful that I get to play with another human being every day, you know, every night. And my life is shared with a playmate. So that's fun.
That's a fun
fact. Oh my gosh.
One of the most fun facts I've ever heard.
Right? I agree. That is one of the most joyous fun facts I ever heard. Beautiful. What a wonderful way to end it, with such joy and such light and such inspiration, that each day is a new day. It's a new beginning. So breaking that myth of, you know, there's no age directive. You need to be directed by, again, your beautiful spirit and essence, showing up as yourself, and the joy that you get to receive and bring into the world, and sharing maybe with another person or a whole audience like you're doing. So definitely we want people to check out the Find Your Voice, changeyourlife.com. Go to that, check out Dr. Doreen's podcast, and be enlightened in all of this information so that we can all share together in this village of beautiful joy. Thank you, Dr. Doreen, so much for joining us today.
It's more than a pleasure. It's an inspiration to be with you too. Thank you.
Thank you.